Paul Griffin joins us from Art Main here. They're getting, you're getting past COVID,
yes,
aren't you?
Yes, we are. Good morning.
How you doing?
Been busy, actually. Really
that's
busy.
Good.
Yeah, I mean, that's June and July. We sold over 700 vehicles just those 2 months.
Fantastic.
Yeah, it's been super, super busy. It's made my inventory a little light. Of course, everybody's is right now.
Yeah.
You know, but a lot of light, actually. But we're if you're selling a vehicle or you're trading, we're giving really, really good money right now on trades. Or if you just want to sell it. We need inventory, so we're giving real big money on trades right now. So,
yeah, the used car market is pretty hot right now.
Yeah, really hot. Yeah, because I mean, there's a most especially the big three. You know, no one's really got a lot of inventory. So pre-owned super hot right now.
So are you can get a good deal? Obviously, maybe a little better deal right now than.
Yeah, I mean for sure because there's a lot of dealers, except for like your imports, you know, like because we're a Honda dealer also, and we've got plenty of new car inventory for Honda. The Chevy side's a little light, you know. We've still got inventory, but a lot of stuff's actually getting sold before it actually shows up on the lot.
Mm-hmm.
So they find out what we've got coming in. We're like, hey, I've got a Silverado coming in at this time. This is what it is. And a lot of people are like, yeah, I'll take that one. So they're writing it up actually before it gets here. So
that's crazy.
It is.
What do you have any rules, regulations right now? Are people, do they have to wear a mask?
Yeah, we ask that you wear a mask when you come in. We're all wearing them when you come in the showroom. So there might be a couple of guys in their offices if they have an office that won't have it on, but as soon as you walk out, we have to have it on. So you know, yeah, we've got our signs on all the doors, just like all the other companies. So
do you think this Paul is going to change anything the way this has kind of worked out? A lot of people, of course, for years now have been going to the internet and at least getting some advice on buying a car. Now some people are just doing the whole thing that way.
Yeah, I mean, because we'll do it remote also, you know. We've got it.
You were forced to for a while.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, at the very beginning we had to do it like that. No one could even walk into the showroom, so and if anybody, you know, feels funny about walking in, they don't have to. We can do everything. You can DocuSign everything, and we can send all the paperwork right to your cell phone. You can sign it right on that, and transfer the stuff from your car to the new one and drive on out.
You know, Paul, I still hear people arguing about buying a car as opposed to leasing.
Leasing.
What's the skinny there?
Well, leasing still. I mean, that's still growing. I mean, we're 60%, 65%, and some of the Detroit stores are higher than that, 70, 75, 80. So, yeah. I mean, it depends on what you want. I think what happens with most people is they buy something, they finance it for a really long term, they don't put any money down, they come back in 2 or 3 years and want to trade it. Well, what generally happens when you do that is you end up owing more than what your vehicle's worth, okay? If you would have leased it from the beginning, not only would your payment probably been less per month, but at least you're even at the end of your term, you know, the 2 or 3 years you leased it for. So that's why we like to show it. You know, it doesn't matter to me or the dealership whether you buy it or lease it. Really, the only advantage that the dealership has, hopefully you're coming back every 2 or 3 years and buying another car. But besides that, it doesn't make a difference to us. But we like to show it because of that reason alone. Because if you're anything like me and most people out there, you're ready to get out. You know, you want a standard full factory warranty. You want to keep that low monthly payment and just rent it, you know.
That's the plan, though, when you lease it, you want to get a new car every 3 years, 2 years,
yeah,
whatever
absolutely.
It is.
You know, and usually sometimes it's just because your lifestyle changed. You find out you need a truck now, or you find out you need that third row seat now, you know, and you need the room. Usually what it is that new model came out, and that's what you want now is usually what happens. But it's a great option. It's a great option for people to do.
Can you keep a truck on the floor out there?
No, not right now. Not right now. It's tough.
It's crazy.
Oh, it is. It's so crazy. We've got them coming in, and they fly out just about as fast as they come in. So, and people got money right now, too. I don't know. Keep it coming. Keep it coming.
What's hot right now out there?
What's hot? The new Tahoe and Suburban just came out. Super, super nice vehicle. Obviously the new C8 Corvette, the mid-engine Corvette, is a big, big deal right now. We're getting one of those about once a month. And those are all pre-sold.
How would you buy one?
Just come in, put your name on the list, put a deposit down. You get your deposit back if you don't end up ordering it. If you order it and it's in the system.
Are they made to order?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. You spec it out exactly the way you want it. When it comes off the truck, it's exactly the way you spec'd it out. So, it's your car. That's a super hot vehicle. The new Trailblazer is another hot one. That's kind of a smaller SUV. It's not like the old Trailblazer. It's a totally different vehicle. Those I can't keep on the lot. What else is new? Of course, the new Blazer came out last year. You know, yeah. That's a hot one, too. A
lot of talk about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, the Bolt, the Chevy Bolt. That's Bolt with a B, not V.
Right.
That's all electric. Those go like 230 miles before a charge or something like that, 250. That's another hot one. You know,
do you see many people coming in looking for electric?
Not a lot. And it might be just because it's Jackson. But yeah, they are. They are. You know, we don't keep a lot of them, you know, but there's some markets that's a big, big deal. You know, we don't do a ton of them, but we do them. I just had a guy do it the other day. He traded in his truck. He said, I really don't need a truck. And he literally saves about $200 a month in fuel because he was putting about $50 a week in his truck. So, yeah, it's a big savers. You don't spend that much in electricity. And you can plug it. You don't have to, you know, you can plug in anywhere you want. It's free unless it's your own home, you know. So they got a program. It's really cool. It's a GPS that comes up. If you want to say that you want to go here, it'll show you where you can make stops on the way on your screen of where you need to charge. So if you needed to charge, so it can map all that out for you.
So despite battling COVID, you've also had all that construction out there that you've dealt with through the last year.
That's not going to end anytime soon either.
But it's not bad right now.
No, they haven't started on Elm, and I don't even know when that whole bridge is going to happen, because that's all going to get redone, and there's going to be roundabouts, and there's going to be a road that comes through and ties right into to Elm, you know.
Will you have to come in the back way when that?
Probably. I'm guessing. Yeah. I mean, we'll probably have to do, like, you know, Detman to, or, you know, Michigan Ave to Detman and come in the back. I'm not really sure.
Yeah.
Or take Parnell, you know, to come in the back way that way, so. But they haven't even started on that. I'm not sure when they're going to do this. Right now, it's clear, you know. So,
so what are you guys doing Saturdays?
Saturdays, the hours?
Yeah,
10 to 3.
10 to 3.
10 to 3, and it's we're 10 to 3 every Saturday. Sundays we're closed. Monday till 8. Tuesday till 6. Wednesday till 8. Thursday till 6. Friday till 6.
Great crew out there too.
We got a great crew. Yeah, and we've got a lot of guys that have been there for quite a while, so they can take really good care of you.
You didn't bring a vet with you.
I wish I had one. I got mine.
I take a Bronco.
Well, that's a Ford, you know.
Oh, whoops. Sorry.
Hey, there's a lot of interest in that car, I know. I've got my C8 on order, so hopefully I get mine before the spring next year, so wow. I'm pretty pumped about that.
Hey, thanks for stopping by.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Paul Griffin, Art Main, just off the highway, off Elm.